at the beautiful Arizona Biltmore in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Phil Milani alongside Andrew Mason. We're on Tuesday. The AFC coaches gathered for their annual breakfast with the media. And one takeaway from Vance Joseph, he said he'll be really relying upon his coordinators on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and that gives him the freedom to just focus on the big picture issues, which, you know, he said he's learned quite a bit about over the last couple of months. He's talked about things like scheduling, talking to players, and how much of more of that time it takes when you're a head coach rather than a coordinator. So between Joe Woods on the defensive side and Mike McCoy on the offensive side, and also Eric Studisville, the assistant head coach and running backs coach, who's helping Vance Joseph out a lot, it's clear he's going to lean on his assistants to really help guide the team, make sure everything, you know, all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, and of course Brock Olivo, special teams coordinator as well. Those guys are going to have a lot on their plate as Vance Joseph focuses on running the entire operation.
And plenty of talk about the Broncos quarterback situation, and the same thing with that. Vance Joseph said he'll be relying on a group of people to make the final decision.
The best guy is going to play, you know, and win the job, but it won't be easy, and it should not be easy. I'm hoping it's really, really tough, and I'm hoping it's really, really a tight race, you know, and it's got to fall on, a group decision more often than not.
So plenty of talk about the Broncos quarterback situation, so much so that Andy Reid, I asked him, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, what he thought about the two young quarterbacks of the Broncos.
Yeah, it stands to reason that Andy Reid would like the quarterbacks. There were a lot of reports connecting them to great interest in Paxton Lynch last year. And Trevor Siemian, of course, go back to that game Thanksgiving weekend at Sports Authority Field at Mile High when Siemian makes an amazing individual effort to get out of the rush, double back, come all the way across the field, and find Jordan Taylor for the touchdown. So Andy Reid has seen firsthand what Trevor Siemian is capable of. He's obviously studied Paxton Lynch leading in the draft and has a lot of reasons why he likes both quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're different. They're different, but they sure are good players. Yeah. One hasn't had a chance to do much, but I think they're in a good position. Nobody knows the spot better than John does. So, I mean, he's been there, done it, and I don't think too many people are questioning how he goes about his business.
Elsewhere around the AFC West, it was funny talking to the Chargers' new head coach, Anthony Lynn. Of course, spent a few years as a Broncos running back. Asked him about playing against his former team twice in the same season now.
Yes, certainly. Anthony Lynn really goes back with the Broncos. In fact, back in 1997 in training camp in the preseason, Anthony Lynn and Vance Joseph were teammates. So he knows quite a bit about what the Broncos have done. Now, they're not going to mimic everything they've done in the past, but certainly the relationship between Lynn and the Broncos is still strong, and I think it'll be a healthy rivalry, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, it will be. You know, Vance Joseph and I play together, Elway and I play together, so I know a lot of people in that organization, a lot of good people. So it'll be fun.
Interesting thing, Mesa, you brought up that 1997 training camp team. Think about who was on the field then.
Yeah, you think about, like I mentioned, Vance Joseph, Anthony Lynn. You can go on the sidelines, and a young Kyle Shanahan was a ball boy, of course, working there when Mike Shanahan, his father, was the head coach, and John Elway, of course, was the quarterback.
And don't forget, Gary Kubiak was offensive coordinator.
Right.
So a lot of Broncos connections in the AFC West. Now, we'll leave you with sound from Jack Del Rio, who for the first time today talked about the Raiders moving. We'll be back on Wednesday with more from the NFL annual meetings. For now, for Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.
I'm sure there'll be some people that are angry and won't or can't get over it, and that's understandable. But I think there's a large contingency, a large group that are true Raider fans, and it's not really, it really doesn't matter to them where we're playing. They're there, they're fired up.